and that's kind of how most of the ones that I've done that aren't characters from series have come to be. Like, I have a few kimonos in my closet, so I usually will just put one of those on and find a wig that matches and then go from there. And that's how, like, the pink kimono outfit came out and the one with the fox ears happened. The Chinese New Year one, that one was planned, though, because I had been wanting to do a photo shoot like that for a while, and I myself am born in the year of the goat, so I really wanted to try and get that done.
Right on. And, you know, what do you think about creating your own characters? I mean, that's something that a lot of cosplayers will never do. You know, what are your thoughts on, like, kind of, you know, just doing your own thing? What do you think about that as far as just maybe is it artistic expression or is it just simply, I just want to try this out?
It's a little bit of both, because for me, it starts off as I just want to try this out. And then as I start putting the pieces together, it starts to get more artistic, like what kind of look am I actually going for with all these things? And then it's just so much fun, because you don't have to worry about anyone going like, oh, like, that's not how the character should look or anything, because it's your own character, so no one can tell you what it should look like, which is really nice.
Very nice. And so what would you say about the cosplays as, you know, you expressing yourself artistically or just as a person individually as far as cosplay? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I have fun doing them, and I'll probably keep doing them every once in a while. I want to start going back to doing, like, actual characters, because I feel like I haven't done actual characters in a little while. And I think more people should try and just do, you know, random characters of their own every once in a while just to break it up, because I feel like that is a good way to, like, de-stress of, like, all the judgment that sometimes goes in the cosplay community.
And speaking on judgment, I mean, what do you think about just cosplay in general, about expressing yourself, you know, as a person? A lot of people speak about that in cosplay is like, you know, I put on a mask and I get to be someone else for a while, or I get to show the world what I really, you know, what I kind of feel inside. I mean, what do you think on that? You know, just that aspect of cosplay.
Well, cosplay for me is just, it's just completely and utterly the most fun thing, because normally I don't spend time on any makeup. I dress down usually. I don't ever really get dressed up for anything unless it's like an occasion. And with cosplay, I get to put on all these cool things. I get to feel like super, super pretty, or I can feel however the character is, which is really fun. And you get to, like you said, you get to kind of become someone else for a little while, which is a nice break from reality.
And what do you think about that from the specific aspects? As you know, as you may know, in the cosplay community, there's a big thing with, you know, with women being in cosplay. Like, there's between the body shaming and the, you know, other elements of it. I mean, do you think as a woman, do you think there's an element of cosplay that, you know, just from your thoughts, I mean, do you think that, you know, being a gal, you know, brings it to a whole new level, or do you think it's just, you know, it's just the boys look at you different and that's that?
Well, I mean, stuff like that happens normally even out of cosplay to people. So I feel like the reason why it becomes so talked about in the cosplay community is because you're putting yourself out there, so it's easier to get responses like that more than like someone passing you by might make like a little remark that like you never hear fully and you never see that person again. But as in the cosplay community, like, you have the Facebook pages that you can get talked at and all these things, so it's more centered at you and you see it more often than normally. And I think that's the issue with it, that it seems to be going like kind of crazy recently with that. I think it's just more because of the mediums that we're using for this.
I see. And I mean, what in your experience, I mean, you know, as you also know, I mean, in the in the movement, there's been a recent concern about, you know, women being predated on, not only on the blog boards, but at conventions themselves. And, you know, between improper advances, inappropriate comments, things like that. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, what experiences have you seen of it?
I mean, for me, I've been pretty lucky because I haven't had too much go on with me. Usually if I post a photo of myself where I'm going to be showing skin, I'll actually comment on myself with, like, sort of, I guess, degrading comments. So I'm the first one to say it. So anything after, no one's going to top. So if I have a photo that shows my butt, I'm going to be like, I'm going to put a hashtag, look at that ass. Because I'm the one saying it, so now no one else is going to say it because it's already been said. So I kind of deal with that on that level as in regards to on the internet. In person, though, like I've had when I first dressed up as a Black Canary at New York Comic Con, I had people literally do like a drive-by shoot with their camera on my butt kind of thing. And it's just like, to me, I'm sure not everyone is this way, but to me, if you want a photo of my butt, literally just ask and I will do such a funny pose for you. I would much rather that happen than you try and be sneaky and creepy about it.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yes, that's mine. I mean, for the most part, ask and you will receive. Most of the time. Depends on what you're asking.
And what are your thoughts on also, I mean, not outside the inappropriate comments, but also in the cosplay world, there's also, you know, especially, you know, amongst female cosplayers, there's a lot of flirting on the things. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? You know, the kind of crazy flirting that goes on the blogs. You know, you think it's kind of like, all right, we're wandering towards the red line here. Or do you think it's just, oh, this is funny?
Sometimes it's funny. It depends on what the person's saying. Sometimes I'll laugh and I'll like, I might tell my boyfriend, I'll be like, someone sent me this, and we won't laugh at the person. We'll just laugh because it was kind of like, it was just funny. Or like I recently started an ask.fm and almost every single one of my questions are pretty much towards those type of topics. And I'll answer them plainly. I'll be like, if someone's like, oh, are you like bisexual or something? I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Like, sure, I am. Like, that's it. And then I'll leave my answers pretty much just blunt. Because I feel like if you leave them blunt, they'll be less likely to, like, dive deeper because you just gave them a straight answer instead of trying to, like, be flirty about it or something.
It's better not beat around the bush.
Yeah. And if I don't like what they ask, I'll just simply either not answer it and delete it, or I'll just be like, I'm not going to tell you that.
And that's how you deal with, like, especially the, you know, the absolute what the Sam hell is this, you know, yeah. Kinds of posts.
The best ones are the ones that aren't very well written in regards to grammar and spelling, and those are my favorite, because then most of the time I'm just like, I'll answer your question if you can answer me in correct English.
Fair deal. So folks, if you'd like to talk to Pixie, please use your proper grammar. All right. And what are your thoughts, especially on, you know, another element of cosplay being that, you know, there's a kind of a skill thing to it. And what do you think about the skills that people are learning through it? I mean, do you think that, you know, this kind of maker's spirit brought to comics and anime is, you know, something good, something healthy for society? Or do you think it's just something that's just – it's just really novel to have?
I feel like it's hard because there's no, like, guarantee that there's that cosplaying is ever going to get you anywhere really in life. It really is a hobby. There's only a, like, 1% where this is going to be, like, something that carries on for a long time with them. Mm-hmm. So I would just maybe – I would list it more as a hobby. But, I mean, if you have sewing skills, like, it's always good to know how to sew in case, like, you need to hem pants – something rips on you, you need to fix something for someone. So that's always good to know, and I think that helps. Especially it's nice if you can, you know, make your own things, because then it's so much cheaper to buy fabric for, like, a shirt than it is to actually buy a complete shirt at a store.
Indeed.
Yeah. some of those prices. But, I mean, like, for me, by cosplaying, I've learned how to do makeup better. I've learned how to do better hairstyles, even though I save those for my wigs, and I usually don't do them on my normal hair anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've just learned how to, like, carry myself more confident. So in those regards, it's good to do, but as, like, if you're looking for, like, a career or something, I wouldn't go too much into it, because the chances are very slim.
Indeed. Would you also say, because for those who follow Pixie's cosplay page on Facebook, there's been some modeling opportunities I understand you've been involved in recently.
Yeah. I've been trying. When I was little, I always kind of wanted to be a model, but because of my height, that will possibly, not possibly,